Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Saturday, August 15th. My Apple Watch battery is at 80% health. I've had it for about 3 or 4 years, and lately, it barely makes it through the day without dying. I didn't think much of it until I looked up what 80% battery health actually means. So for those who don't know, it means that my battery can only hold 80% of the charge that it could when it was new. And that number is going to keep dropping. A replacement battery from Apple costs about $100. A new Apple Watch costs about $400. And I think most people, including me if I'm being honest, will look at those two numbers and just probably buy a new one, right? It's convenient for Apple and probably not a coincidence. That thought sent me back to something Apple got caught doing in 2017 that I'd forgotten about, and it changes how you think about every device that you own that runs on a battery. So in late 2017, a developer ran a benchmarking test on his iPhone 6S before and after replacing the battery, and noticed something strange. The phone's processing speed jumped dramatically after the swap. He posted the results online. Other people ran the same tests and got the same results. And within days, a benchmarking tool called Geekbench confirmed a pattern across thousands of devices. Apple iOS updates were deliberately reducing the processing speed of older iPhones. The hilarious part is that Apple admitted it. They said that the throttling was intentional and it was designed to prevent older iPhones with degrading batteries from unexpectedly shutting down. When a lithium-ion battery degrades, it can't deliver the same peak power it could when it was new. And if the processor demands more power than the battery can provide, well, then the phone just turns off without warning. Apple's solution was to quietly limit how much power the processor could draw, which prevented the shutdowns but also made your phone noticeably slower, and they did this without telling anyone. That's the most important part. Look, I think if you ask most people, they wouldn't really have an issue with the engineering decision. Preventing unexpected shutdowns is a reasonable thing to do, but as I said earlier, the problem was that they didn't disclose it, which meant millions of people experiencing their iPhones getting slower after a software update, and drew the obvious conclusion, which is, my phone is old and I need a new one. A $79 battery replacement would have fixed the issue at the time. A new iPhone costs $700 to $1,000. Apple later said the lack of disclosure was a communication failure, not an attempt to drive upgrades. But the outcome was the same regardless of the intent. People bought more phones. By the way, one note on this, even to this day, my older brother refuses to do updates. I don't know if he ever knew that they were intentionally slowing down the phone, but he must have experienced it, because whenever new updates came out, he's like, I do not want to upgrade, I want to keep whatever my phone has. And I think he was onto something. Let's talk about the fallout here from what Apple did, because it was significant. Apple paid up to $500 million to settle a class action lawsuit in the US, which worked out to about $25 per affected iPhone user. They paid out another $113 million to settle investigations by 34 state attorney generals. And France fined them 25 million euros under a law that the US doesn't have. France specifically banned planned obsolescence, making it illegal for companies to deliberately shorten the lifespan of their products to generate demand for replacements. Companies found guilty can be fined up to 5% of their annual revenue, which, for Apple, would be over $15 billion. Apple dropped the cost of battery replacements from $79 to $29 during the fallout, added a battery health feature to iOS so users could monitor their battery's capacity, and gave people the option to turn off the performance throttling if they preferred the risk of random shutdowns over a slower phone. All of these were really good changes, but they only happened because Apple got caught, not because they volunteered the information. If the developer hadn't run the benchmark test, the throttling would probably still be happening silently, and millions of people would still be buying new phones to fix a problem that a $29 battery could solve. The US has no equivalent to France's planned obsolescence law, which means that outside of specific fraud claims, there's no legal framework preventing a company from designing products that degrade on a predictable timeline and making replacements more attractive than repair. The Right to Repair movement has been pushing for legislation that would require manufacturers to make parts, tools, and repair manuals available to consumers, and the European Union passed a regulation requiring that batteries in consumer electronics be user replaceable by 2027. But in the US for now, the decision about whether you repair or replace is shaped almost entirely by how the manufacturer designs the product and prices the repair. My Apple Watch situation is a small version of the same dynamic. The battery has degraded to the point where the product barely functions as intended, and Apple offers two paths for me: a $99 repair or a $400 replacement. The repair gives me the same watch with a new battery. The replacement gives me a new watch with new features, a better screen, and a fresh battery that will last another 3 or 4 years before I'm back in the same position. Apple isn't doing anything illegal by pricing it this way, but the gap between the repair cost and the replacement cost is narrow enough that most people choose to replace, and the product is designed in a way that makes third-party repair difficult. The battery is glued in, the tools are proprietary, and opening the case yourself voids any remaining warranty. The friction around repair isn't accidental. It's a design choice that nudges you toward the outcome that generates the most revenue for the company, which is buying a new device instead of fixing the one you already own. It's not just Apple, by the way. I think this pattern runs through every product category that uses lithium-ion batteries. Phones, laptops, tablets, watches, earbuds, all of it. The battery will degrade over 2 to 4 years. The manufacturer will price the repair at a point where replacement feels like the smarter move. And the cycle will repeat every few years for the rest of your life unless something changes in how these products are designed or how the law requires them to be repaired. The annoying thing for me is that everything else about my Apple Watch is fine. I mean, yeah, there's a few scratches, but if I could just have a better battery, I would do that. To be honest with you, I don't really use my Apple Watch anymore. I like it for tracking my workouts, but I might get a different alternative to an Apple Watch. I think I'm just done with it. But fun fact, because I was so annoyed about batteries, I decided to buy a Seiko watch. It's like an analog watch that actually winds up on kinetic energy, so it doesn't need a battery at all. So hopefully I won't be complaining about batteries for much longer, because I think I've got my own little replacement. The only unfortunate part is it doesn't track my workouts. But anyway, stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.